Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our sermon this morning is from the 2 Corinthians passage that we had. Faith speaks. Faith in the risen Jesus speaks of the risen Jesus. If we look back at Romans 10, it says, "For faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." This faith is the faith that believers have had from every generation and time possess. This faith is through the word of God, which delivers a spirit of perseverance to speak of God's grace no matter the cost. The same faith that our forefathers Abraham, Isaac, Noah, and Moses believed and confessed. Our epistle highlights this when it says, "Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak." St. Paul here is quoting David from his Psalm 119. David and Paul had the same confidence because they shared the same spirit. David's confident poetry here today is born of the Spirit of God, and David's poetry instills spirit-born confidence in Paul. Because if we remember Paul, that spirit-born confidence compelled him to do a lot in his earthly life. It compelled him to preach about Christ, to endure suffering in the world, and pour himself out in full-blown crucified service to the Corinthians, so that they may have the same spirit-born confidence, trust, faith, and belief from the Holy Spirit, using written words, sacramental words, preach words, and the Christian conversation on the go. Because St. Paul's ministry for the Corinthian church was to reach more people. It was so that grace would extend to the masses, multiplying thanksgiving to the glory of God. That's also the goal for this church and any other church in the United States, to reach more people so that we can extend the grace to multiple people throughout the generations, even the people that are unchristian, that are not Christian at this moment. Paul was convinced that the faith delivered to the Corinthians was the same as his and David. And they all had the same faith, born of the Spirit, working through the word and sacraments. They shared a marvelous fellowship across all boundaries. Against all odds, you here today share that same faith in Jesus Christ, the faith that saves. Because the Jesus it clings to, your faith, clings to life forever. Because that's what faith, we have life forever in faith. Jesus himself promises that we will all be brought into his presence at his appearing. Today we're going to be looking at how faith is built up. Earlier I mentioned that we were talking about the sacramental words, the written words, the preach words, and Christian conversation. So we'll just continue looking at those for a moment. First, we're going to focus on that written word. The written word, other known as the Bible, lifts up Jesus, and the Spirit increases your faith. It nourishes your body whenever you read the Bible, mark, learn, and write in it. In doing so, your faith grows and flourishes. But what is life without the Word of God in our lives? It can be described as a branch without a vine to supply. You would wither away. So I would admonish you to read your Bibles daily, as each one of us can benefit from that, including ourselves. Second, we have the sacramental word. The sacramental word covers you and feeds you with Jesus, and the Spirit increases your faith. In the Lord's Supper, you are nourished knowing that you have what is there. That is the forgiveness of sins. And it nourishes you and prepares you for that feast that will occur on the last day. If you ever have read Isaiah chapter 25, it talks of a great eschatological feast that you have the finest meats and well-aged wine, which is what communion does for us. It prepares us for that foretaste of the feast to come on the last day. And it also enlightens our minds to recognize that these gifts are for us. And that allows us to go and tell others about this precious gift that our Lord and Savior has instituted. For it's not only for our benefit, but it's also for the benefit of others as well. Third, the preached word of Christ. It drums Jesus into your heads whenever you hear about Jesus. The Spirit increases your faith, and we hold that to, we can't comprehend why or how. But the written word, the preached word, and the sacraments give us strength for each and every day of our lives. Strength to go through those afflictions, that groaning, the tribulations, any scenario where you feel like giving up. And we all go through difficult times in our earthly lives. These gifts of word and sacrament are how, St. Paul says, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Which is why these gifts of the word and sacrament are precious. They give us prompts to be daily be in repentance, repenting and recognizing our wrongs, because we read the Bible, we look at it, and we're like, we don't live our lives according to this. And then we recognize that we need to change our lives from reading the scriptures. And then we also have that daily renewal whenever we have communion, because we're nourished. We're prepared for that foretaste of the feast to come. These gifts, they teach us the faith so that we can endure the hardships of this earthly life. And this growing faith moves from the ear to the heart and to the mind. But it doesn't stop there. For if we do have faith, what happens if we don't tell others about our faith? Because David says, I believed, and so I spoke. And these words are for us as well, my fellow Christians. Because we also know this from the text and in our daily lives. It says, for knowing that he who raised the Lord, Jesus, will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. So we believe this. We as Christians know that God the Father rose his beloved Son for the sake of all. But how many of us today actually proclaim that to the world? Some of you will say that is not my specialty. Some of you will say it's too hard to go tell people about Jesus and what he's done. Or that's just the pastor's job. But evangelism itself is very important even to laity. Because we Christians have a duty to continually teach to the general public. For they are still our neighbors in Christ. If we really think about it, there's 8 billion people in the world today. That means that we have 7,999,999 people we could actually witness to about Christ. Everyone should hear the gospel that Jesus Christ died for them. Even if they live alternative lifestyles, they're not the correct political party or other issues like that. Because we also have sins that, honestly, all of our sins should damn us to hell. But they don't. Because Christ died for the sake of all. But if we don't believe that, if we don't repent of those sins, then we could actually damn ourselves. And we also believe in the forgiveness and salvation we have in Jesus Christ. So why deny that to others? We should not. Because Christ came into this world not to condemn it, but he came to save it. Paul wanted the good news of Christ beyond the Corinthians, and we should also. For this world certainly needs that in today's world. Earlier, I mentioned how we're renewed day by day, by word and sacrament. This connects to our verse 17 in our epistle lesson this morning, which reads, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." We are renewed by the word and sacraments as we face our earthly afflictions that we have every single day, every single week, every single year. They help us endure until we depart this world. Because some of us might think that these afflictions and struggles will afflict us every day, even after we die. But these afflictions and struggles that inflict us are only temporary. They may not feel temporary at this given moment, because there's groaning, there's aches and pains, but there's also, and there's tribulations and burdens of this life, but they're all temporary. They, the word and sacraments, prepare us for that life that is to come, where there will be no more suffering, despair, or sadness. Heaven is something that we cannot comprehend, but it will be certainly better than what we experience in our everyday lives on this world. For on the last day, my fellow Christians, the glory we will experience on that day will be magnificent. It will be more beautiful than your wild expectations. I often think that Jesus will give each and every single one of us a great old bear hug whenever we enter into heaven and smile at us. And if we know the story of the sheep and the goats, to the blessed ones, he says this. He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." I can imagine that Jesus would say that to us because we are his blessed ones. "And you will be in the greatest mansion that was prepared for you whenever you entered into the waters of holy baptism." That is what we confess. Since Christ died for the sake of all, for the forgiveness of sins, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This is how we speak our faith. We tell others of our faith. We cultivate our faith throughout our earthly lives in the word and sacraments. Not only in our words, but also our daily actions. And there's multiple avenues that you can tell people about Jesus. Speaking our faith. Speaking what we believe. You can do that at your grandchildren's sporting events. You can do it at dance recitals. You can even do it at your home with your own children. You can do it with friends at a bonfire. You can do it at work. Anywhere, really. We can all witness to Christ, what he gives us, the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. When we speak of our risen Lord, we speak due to the faith that the Holy Spirit has cultivated through our earthly lives. We believe, so we also speak of that faith. We speak of the word and sacraments and the gifts that they give us, which allows us to look towards the things that are unseen. The glory of God, his angels in heaven. And we look forward to being in the embrace and presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is why we talk about Jesus. Why we speak, why we believe and we speak. Because conversations in the course of Christian living exalt the Lord Jesus Christ for what he has given to us. It allows us to give thanksgiving and grace to others. Also giving thanksgiving for what God has given us in this earthly life. And even more people can give thanksgiving to God if we tell them what Jesus does for us and what he gives us in our gifts, in his gifts. And we give God all the glory for this. So let us continue to talk about Jesus. Talk to him to our friends, our neighbors, anybody that we can. Even if it gets rejected. Christ is the one that works through it. The Holy Spirit is the one that would lead those people to faith. Not us. But we try again and again to witness to people so that they would also have the joy and peace that we as Christians have in Christ. Because Christ died for the sake of all. And let that be our peace. The peace that we have each and every week. Knowing that we are redeemed children of God. Let this be our peace. In Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.